Thank you for having me.
Let me quickly paraphrase what I think you're saying here. You're saying that Atlanta, or Major League Baseball, is actually dodging something of a bullet, metaphorical if not literal, in getting the game out of Atlanta and into Colorado. You think Atlanta, if I'm reading you correctly, Atlanta and its leadership so woke now, that city's just about to explode.
I feel like last summer was an example of how they can organize. And whether they're working in good faith or not, there are a lot of folks that are willing and ready to protest in Atlanta. And the point of my post, I think you saw, you know, to be clear, I want to make sure I would rather it be in Georgia. I think Georgia's the right place to be for any business. And I represent the state, and I love what we do, and I love what we're doing. But the reason I made that post was just to say, from a business perspective, and that's my background, he may have made this statement about our election law, which, again, obviously he has no understanding of, because if that were truly the reason, that's bad. But on a bigger perspective, if you're a business leader and you're looking at your business and his being Major League Baseball, we've got proven violence. It happened last summer. We've got an elections bill that is being completely misrepresented entirely across the nation, even with our president. So they're creating, and the word racism keeps coming up and coming up, which it's not the communities we live in. That is not even a word that I would associate with Georgia if it were me. But yet it keeps coming up. And so my point of the post was that I think that they're creating this hotbed in Atlanta, ready to go, ready to go, ready to go, and to organize again for whatever reason they want to make up.
And so you say it this way. You say you believe that Commissioner Manfred may have avoided becoming the victim of someone's political agenda and, in your words, rescued one of Major League Baseball's showcase events. So writes Representative Jody Lott.
I finish with that because, truthfully, in the end, we'll wait and see. I hope that I'm wrong, and I did say that in the post as well. I pray that I'm wrong, that Atlanta's not trying to create it, another national news story for itself. But a few of my points that were made was that we've got issues with the mayor in Atlanta supporting police. And so we know that there's already kind of this setup for that. We already know that Stacey Abrams knows how to organize Atlanta. So I think some of what I was trying to say in that post was just they've created the groundwork for this to be one of those summers that reflects what happened last year.
And saw in places summer. Like Seattle and Portland, elsewhere around the country, perhaps.
Absolutely. And you know, and we don't deserve it. Georgia doesn't deserve it. And certainly the election law, if anybody has read it and then has even questioned some of the parts that they may have seen, maybe a little cumbersome, I would use that word more than anything, there's usually a reason. There's some level of complaint that has occurred, which is why we did what we did in certain areas of the bill. There's really a good explanation, even if you watch committee hearings, as to why each part was done the way it was done. So the election law, that's not a good excuse for any of this. But I do think as a business person that he may be doing the right thing. And I would like to say that there are some folks, of course, that are mad. You know, I put these posts out and I just wait to see kind of where people are coming from. And there are a few that say Truist Park is not in, you know, Atlanta. But when we're on the national news, mm-hmm. we're all Atlanta.
Sure.
I'm Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when they say that we are passing voter suppression bills and that there's a racial intent, that's all of us. They're talking about true or not true.
State Rep Jody Lott with us again, a Republican from the Augusta area in the legislature since 2016. What's your take on the governor's take? The governor, I've said it this way a couple of times. There are a couple of things the governor could have done. He could have, if he'd wanted to, he could have found some poison pill and vetoed the bill. He could have signed it and never made any kind of a issue of it, other than maybe issuing a statement. Instead, he's gone out and done dozens of interviews, multiple news conferences, and in every turn is defending himself, his law, and his state. Your take on his take on all this?
I think he is doing an incredible job. I think that he has stepped up on this because it's the right thing. We can defend this bill completely and entirely, anyone who wants to sit down and actually talk about it. Where you can't is when there are headlines and lies. So he's doing the right thing. He's stepping out and telling people what this bill is actually about. And that's the only way we're going to win any lie. And it's all day long at the Capitol. You know, thankfully, George only has 40 days, because if we had more, we would have to be dealing with a whole lot more, you know, stories out there that are half-truths. That's what we like to spread around the nation. I think that I do believe that the national media has it out for Republican governors. I think they're going to Stacey Abrams was on a Zoom call with New Jersey when they signed their access bill, their voter access bill, to go to 9 days. That's ridiculous. She was there. It was, you know, being a part of an access bill that she called an access, you know, increased voter access, which was 9 days, 2 hours, 17, and two optional Sundays. So it's really perspective. It's how people are telling the story. You can be the state that's the winner or the loser based on the way someone tells your story, not the data.
I have just shared now with our Facebook Live video, I have just shared your Facebook post about this, your take that Commissioner Manfred actually may have done the right thing or a good thing for a bad reason. You elaborate on that, and we thank you for sharing your thoughts with us this morning. State Rep. Jody Lott, Republican Columbia County. Thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.